There we go. Good morning. You notice we have something new in here. Every time you come in, it's something new in the church. It's like, what did Father do this week? Huh? And so this week we put the podium back up to where it was. You know, it's supposed to have prominence, and so now it's back and prominent. I often wondered when I got here, that looks really stupid up there, that thing. Well, it's because I had everything up in the choir loft, so we moved it. Next week when you come back, the angels that are in the back are going to be up here in these nice blocks, those big 2-ton angels, the white ones, and they'll be up there. So every week we're doing something. But anyway, we need to sit there and focus today on the gospel. And the gospel talks about the bread of life. And we talked about that a lot last week, huh, if you remember correctly. And again, Jesus says that this is his real flesh, his real blood. And the core belief in our religion, as we said, is that God becomes present in the Eucharist. And if we listen to this gospel today, the reason he does this, he says, is so that I would remain in them. That what Jesus wants more than anything else is for him to live in and through us. Huh? Today when we baptize Elijah, a nice name. What happens is he becomes the temple of the living God. That God takes up residence inside of him. But every time we receive the Eucharist, it is a re-pouring, if you will, of what happened at baptism. God comes into us, and we don't get more God. We get the fullness of God in the beginning. Every time we go to communion, we get the fullness of God. What happens is we don't get more of God. We surrender ourselves and open ourselves so that we may receive more of him. And again, the analogy that I have, that God, if he wants to give us all of Lake Erie, we get all of Lake Erie. He wants to give us all. But if you come to him with a thimble, you only get a thimble full of water. But we got the fullness coming towards us, but we're only going to be able to take a thimble. If we got a cup, we'll have a cup full. If we have a bucket, we'll have a bucket full. If we have a barrel, we'll have a wheelbarrow, we'll have a wheelbarrow full. If we have a truck, we'll have a truck full. If we have a lake, we'll have a lake full. It doesn't depend on what's there. What's there is the fullness of the divinity in God. What it all depends on is how much we're open to receiving all that God wants to give us. How do we surrender ourselves so that we truly want to receive everything God wants to give? Because he wants to live in and through us. So the first thing that we got to do is sit there and make sure that's what we want. Now again, not here in this church, but some places, no Catholic churches or Protestant churches I know, but some places, people just go to church on Sunday and say, this makes me a good Catholic. I would never miss Mass on Sunday. Whoa. So, you could be a pagan and go to Mass every Sunday. Well, I try to live the faith. So, you can be a pagan and try to live the faith. What is it to be a Christian? It means that you and I surrender our hearts and our lives so much to Jesus that we no longer live, but that Jesus lives his life through us. And so the first thing we got to say, is that my desire? First, is that my desire? Today as we baptize Elijah, is that going to be his desire all the days of his life? That he desires that Jesus live inside of him. And if people allow Jesus to live inside us so much that they no longer see us, but they see only Jesus. But how do we make that real? Well, the first way we make it real is by receiving the Lord in the Eucharist. It's very important that, as we talked about last week, we are what we eat. And so the first way that we make Jesus alive inside of us is we receive him. We eat him. We become one with the body, blood, flesh, and divinity of Jesus Christ. First thing. But then the second thing that you and I got to do is surrender ourselves so much to him, and we got to do that explicitly so that we open ourselves. And the more we open ourselves, the more he can rush in and fill that inside of us. And a way I do it, the way that Mother Teresa did it, the way that St. John Newman from England did it, is they would have prayers that they would say. And I could tell you a prayer that someone else did, but I would think it'd be better if you did one yourself. And that every day you surrender yourself to the Lord. My prayer is, Lord, I want people to see you today and not me. So I surrender, Lord, my hands to you. that these hands may be your hands. Lord, work through my hands for your glory. Let them do nothing which is apart from your will. Lord, I surrender my mouth to you, that it may be your words I speak today and not my words, that I may only speak what you command me to speak, that you, Lord Jesus, may speak through me. Lord, I give you my eyes. Let them be your eyes, that I may see your presence in all people, and that I may truly see only what you want me to see. Lord, I give you my ears, that I may listen to your word, and that your ears may become my ears. Lord, I give you my heart, that your heart might beat inside of me. Lord, I give you my breath, that it may be your breath that breathes deep in me by the power of your Spirit. Lord, I give you my life, that you might live in and through me. You see, when we go through this and we give every part of our body and all of our senses to the Lord, and it goes different every day, you know, Lord, I want every part of me to be yours. Then we're making a conscious decision that I want Jesus Christ to be fully in control of every single part of my life. And I'm surrendering every part of me to him who loves me, so that he may increase and I may decrease, as St. John the Baptist said. That's the goal. So that you and I, when people look at us, they no longer see us, but they see Jesus Christ inside of us. But we got to open ourselves, we got to surrender ourselves more, and it got to be explicit. So I just want to give you that. That's something that you decide to do every day. That you go through your body and you surrender every part of your being to God. Hold nothing back. If you just say, Lord, I give you my life, that's an easy thing to do. But sometimes we don't mean it. When you go through every part of your being and then surrender it and say, Lord, I want these hands to be your hands today. And let these hands do nothing that you don't want them to do. Lord, may I look upon nothing because these are your eyes. Then we become conscious that it's Jesus inside of us looking through our eyes. It's Jesus' heart beating inside of our heart. It's Jesus' breath breathing through my breath. Then I become more aware of the presence of God within me. And when you and I do that every day, we got the promise today, do we not? You will live forever. Why? Because Jesus Christ lives forever. And when you and I completely, fully surrender our hearts and our lives and every part of our being to him, because he lives forever, so shall we live forever. It's how much you and I surrender before we die, so that fully he may take control of every part of our life. You got it? Get it? Gonna do it? You better.